Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From Hollywood, California, the Mutual Broadcasting System cordially invites you to 30 minutes of fun. How? Just meet me at Parkey's. Yes, come on along, everybody. Come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Jane Morgan, Arthur Q. Bryan, Harry Zimmerman and his 19 short orders, yours truly, Art Gilmore, and our genial host, the star of our show, Parkey Carkins.
Oh, my. Just look at this postal card, the advertising our freezer here. Store your meat in our giant-sized freezer. It will hold up to 600 pounds. If I had 600 pounds of meat, I wouldn't keep it in the freezer. I'd keep it in Fort Knox. How's this letter here? Oh, it'd be an answer from the Bosch Company. Let me for to see what they decided here. Dear Mr. Parkiakakis, our board of directors have passed favorably upon your application for making your restaurant an authorized stop for our transcontinental buses, effective immediately. As you know, each of our buses carries 80 passengers, and it will be 4 scheduled stops at your restaurant at 12 noon, 4 p.m., 8 p.m., and 12 midnight. Very truly yours, J.F. Hood, President. Oh, they're going to do it. This is the most exciting thing that I never heard. Betty, say Betty, Betty Rhodes, Betty.
Yes, Parkey, yes, Betty.
Say, look at that, Betty. The letters came from the bus company. They accepted us. Starting today, our restaurant is going for to be one of the official bus stops.
Oh, Parkey, that's wonderful.
Yeah, 4 big buses going for the stop every day for to let the passengers eat here. Each bus carries 80 people. Think of that. Betty, I prayed for something like this for to happen. Your business has been so rotten. Now, look, got for to feed now 320 extra people a day just in the buses alone.
Oh, gee, Parkey, you'll have to have a lot of extra help around here.
You're sure right, Betty. The first thing I got to do is put on a lot of extra boys just to take care of the buses. You know, bus boys. You see?
You'll have to get some extra cooks, too, Parkey.
Yeah. Say, Betty, where's that sign, short order cook wanted? I'll stick that in the window right now. Oh, here it is, right here.
Golly, that sign looks awfully beat up, doesn't it, Parkey?
You know something, Betty? That sign is 21 years old. Stuck that in the window the first week when I opened the restaurant there, 21 years ago. Oh, my. It was so easy for to get help in those days, too. You know, the help, they had a different altitude, you know, in those days, yes. I never will forget it. I put that sign in the window, and the dunt was there only 5 minutes when the door was opened up, and in walked a fella, and he said...
Pardon me, sir. Are you the proprietor?
The proprietor, I should say not. I am the boss. What is it?
Well, I see by the sign in your window that you want a short order cook.
Yes, I do. Do you got any experience for to be a short order cook?
Oh, yes. I cooked at the Waldorf Hotel for 9 years.
Yes.
And I cooked at the Ritz Hotel for 7 years. And I cooked at the Biltmore Hotel for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've been cooking for 22 years now.
Well, you should be done by now. I just made a joke.
And a very good one, too, sir.
Yes, I thought you.
Oh, please give me the job, sir. I'm sure I'll satisfy you.
Yes.
Oh, I'd love to work here because I hear you're so good to your health.
Oh, well.
But you give them a day off every 2 months.
Oh, that's good. I do give my help a day off every 2 months. You know, I want them to get some fun out of life, too, you see. That is why I will not allow anybody for to work for me over 16 hours a day. You see, I do not like to kill my help.
Gee, sounds too good to be true.
Yeah. I think what I'll give you a crack at the job, the salary is $30 a month.
$30 a month?
Yes.
Now I can buy that home in Beverly Hills.
Well, I don't suppose what I got for to explain to you what is the duties of a short order cook.
Oh, no, sir. I know exactly what a cook has to do.
Yes.
Wait on tables, clean the silverware, scrub the pots and pans.
Yes.
Mop the floors, wash the windows,
mm-hmm.
Take all the garbage out.
Yes.
Pardon me, do you like starch in your shirts?
You do all that, and in your spare time, you do a little cooking, too, you know.
Oh, thank you, thank you. I knew when I woke up this morning this was going to be my lucky day. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
That's all right, and you can get up off your knees now, too. Yeah, Betty, $30 a month, 16 hours a day, and a day off every 2 months, and he was so happy for to get that job. But I should never have given him that job because he was a very restless fellow. Turned out for to be a gypsy. He only stayed with me for 14 years.
Gee, Parkey, help isn't like that nowadays, is it?
Nowadays? I should say not. Last week, I put this sign in the window for a short order cook. For 6 days, the only one paid any attention to the sign was the flies. Then yesterday, a fellow walked in off the street. He applied for the job. Oh, my, you should have heard it. Because he was being a tough guy. He walked over to me and he said...
Hey, you the head jerk around here?
The head jerk?
Yeah, I understand you're looking for a cook. Have I got the right dope?
Yeah, that's me. Yeah. Won't you sit down? Oh, wait till I wipe off the seat. You're nice and comfortable?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, give me a few good reasons why I should take the job.
In the first place, the hours would be very good. You come in 11 o'clock in the morning, you go home 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Of course, you have 2 hours off for lunch.
Now, wait a minute. Even with that 2 hours off for lunch, that means you're slaving your people 3 hours a day here.
Yeah, that's right, but it's only be a 5-day week.
A 5-day week?
Yes.
You mean you only give me 2 days off a week?
Yeah, but I pay good money for that, $75 a week.
$75 a week? Don't make me laugh. Why, my kid makes more than that.
A kid makes more than $75 a week doing what?
Making book on the horses at the merry-go-round. That's just a joke, bub.
Yeah, it's a very good one, too. Yes, it is. Yeah, like that,
yes. Tell me.
Yes.
What do you expect a short order cook to do around here?
Well, he makes bacon and eggs and hamburger and fries potatoes.
Fries potatoes?
Yes.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Who peels the potatoes?
Oh, we got a special man for that.
That's better. Yeah. You frightened me there for a minute.
Yeah.
Now, after the potatoes are peeled, who puts them in the frying pan?
Who puts them in the frying pan? Why, you do.
Not me, brother.
No?
I'll fry the potatoes after they're in the pan. But I ain't putting no potatoes in the pan, and I ain't taking no potatoes out either, see?
See. Well, I suppose I could hire 2 extra men, one to put the potatoes in the pan and one to take them out.
That's better.
Yes. All right, when do you think you could start?
I'll start in 2 weeks, right after you give me my vacation.
You want a 2-week vacation before you start? Look, why don't you just take the restaurant and I'll go to work for you?
Oh, wise guy, huh?
Yes.
Well, look, brother, just for making a crack like that, you ain't got enough money for me to go to work.
Oh, no, please, mister. I didn't mean for to hurt your feelings. Please take the job,
no.
Please. Oh, please.
And you can get up off your knees, too. Goodbye.
Yes, Betty. Yeah, that's what you're up against, Betty, with the help sheets messing today.
Oh, I know it, Parky. Mm. But just the same, we'll have to put on a lot of additional help.
Mm.
Gee, feeding 320 extra people a day.
Yeah, well, say, my, we got to get to work here, Betty. It's almost noontime, and the 12 o'clock buses will be here any minute with 80 people on it.
Zimmerman and his 19 short orders playing Tea for Two. We'll be back with Parky in just a moment. March 12th marks the 36th birthday of the Girl Scouts of America, and their birthday salute for 1948 is Girl Scouts United by Ideals. Ideals of service and individual responsibility. This fine organization is also united in a program of international friendship. The Girl Scouts of the United States are pledged to prepare and send to the underclad children of Europe and Asia 100,000 kits of clothing this year. Each kit will be made up of new or reconditioned clothing and will contain 10 items for a child who would otherwise have nothing. But the Girl Scouts need your help. They need contributions of outworn or discarded children's clothes, which can be made wearable, and contributions of adult garments, which can be remade into children's apparel. They need the help of women who will sort and sew and pack. So during the week of their 36th birthday, the Girl Scouts are putting special emphasis on this year-long gift project. We urge you to cooperate. We at the Parkey Show wish to congratulate the Girl Scouts of the United States on their 36th anniversary and wish them every success in their public-spirited project.
Say, Patty, are they delivered those 35 extra chickens what we ordered?
Oh, yes, they're here, Parkey. Good. With plenty of extra food, plenty of extra help. But where are all the customers?
Yeah, I'm still mad about that 12 o'clock noon bus not stopping here, you know. Gee, did he go by fast? I called up the bus company. I told them, but the bus didn't stop here, you know.
Oh, well, what did they say?
Well, they said the drivers had orders for to stop here, but his wife was expecting a baby. So I guess he was a little bit nervous, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe in that case we'll have to excuse him.
Oh, sure. Oh, my, look, Betty, it's 1 minute to four. The 4 o'clock bus should be stopping any second now. You got everything all set to handle the passengers?
Yes, we're all set, Parkey. All right. Let the people come on in. We'll give them fine food and wonderful service.
Good. Oh, I see the bus is coming now, Betty. I'll run outside and welcome the people as they get off. Tell everybody to get ready here. Here comes the bus. Oh, my, Betty, the 4 o'clock bus went by without stopping either. I wonder what his wife was expecting.
Parkey, you call up that bus company right now and ask him what goes here.
Yeah, let me try to get to that phone. I'll tell them something. I never heard of such a thing. Two buses supposed to stop here now. Hello, is this the bus company? This is me, Parkyakakis. Parkyakakis! Don't have to use that kind of language. No. That's be my name, Parkyakakis. Look, you give me the superintendent. Hello, soup? Hey, this is Parkyakakis again. What's the big idea? 4 o'clock bus went by without stopping here either. I got all this extra help, all this extra food here. I don't care if the driver is behind schedule. I'm getting sick and tired. Huh? No. That's be all right. I always talk this way. Yes. No. I still want the buses to stop here. Yes. I didn't mean to get mad, you know. I'm sorry if I didn't talk to you just right. I mean, if you could possibly arrange... That is, without too much trouble for the head. I sure would appreciate it every much. I mean, the 8 o'clock bus will stop here tonight, if you please. Pardon you. Excuse me, thank you. Goodbye. Come right in, Pete. How are you?
Hello, Mr. Parkyakakis.
Have a cup of coffee, Pete?
I don't mind. Mm. You know, Mr. Parkyakakis, you're a wonderful fella. You've given me a free cup of coffee every day I've come in here, and that's for almost 6 years now.
It's 7 years, 4 months, and 15 days, but who keeps records, you know?
Well, you're one of the few people in this world that's treated me like a human being, and I want you to know how much I appreciate it.
Ah, that's all right. Don't worry about it.
I just wanted to come in and tell you that after today, I won't be bothering you anymore.
Why, Pete, you mean...
Yeah, I've decided to call it quits.
Oh.
You won't be seeing me around here anymore, Mr. Parkyakakis, and... I want to thank you for everything you've done for me.
Why, Pete, I hope that you're not going out and do anything foolish.
Foolish? What do you mean, foolish?
Well, you just said you won't be coming around here no more.
That's right.
Yes.
See, my daughter's getting married tomorrow, and I'm giving this street to my son-in-law for a wedding present.
Well, Pete, that's very generous of you.
Oh, it's nothing. She's marrying a swell boy, and I want to give him a good start in life.
Yeah.
Well, I got to go now. I got to find some old shoes somewhere.
Oh, to wear at the wedding?
Yes, to wear at the wedding.
That's what I think. I knew if he had old shoes, he wasn't going to throw them. Well, Betty, at least I got the satisfaction of knowing that I'm not losing a friend. I'm really gaining a son-in-law. You see that? Yeah.
Parkey, where do you pick up all these characters that come in here? They certainly are strange people.
Strange people?
Hello, Mr. Parkyakakis.
Oh, hello, hello. The little lady from the sewing circle. Come right in, lady.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Is it all right if I park my trailer outside?
A trailer? Yeah, I guess you could park it outside for an hour anyway. I didn't know what you had, that trailer.
Oh, I haven't got it yet.
No?
I'll have it in about 3 weeks.
Want to get a trailer in 3 weeks?
Not only a trailer, but I'm also getting an airplane, a year's maid service, a trip to Honolulu, a washing machine, a refrigerator, 2 years' supply of soap, a mink coat, a television set, a set of silverware, and 12 jars of sweet pickles.
Tell me, where are you getting all the money to buy all that stuff?
Oh, heavens, I don't need any money.
No?
I'm going to win it in that radio contest.
You're going to win it in our radio contest? How do you know you're going to win it?
Oh, I've got to win. Yes. Because the man said all you have to do is mail a letter in, and then you sit home and wait for them to phone you.
Yes.
And when they call you on the phone, all you have to do is answer the question they ask you.
I see. What question do they ask you?
Who is Jack Benny?
Who is Jack Benny? That's the question?
Yes. Oh, you know, these contests are not as easy as they used to be.
Yes. Say, look, lady, I don't like to discourage you, but the chances are about 10 million to one that you can win that contest, because they're pretty difficult, you know.
Well, I know it's difficult.
Yes.
That's why I had the phone company take out my phone.
You say you had the phone company take out your phone? Well, what's the idea?
Well, if they're going to make it hard for me, I'm going to make it hard for them.
Isn't that nice?
Yes, that's nice, yeah.
Oh, but you're not busy right now, are you? I mean, I hope I'm not taking up your time.
No, that's all right. I don't get nothing for to do not till 8 o'clock tonight. That's when the next bus comes, you know. See, starting today, all the big buses stop. See, the people get off and they come in to eat. And 80 people every one of those buses.
80 people?
Mm-hmm.
Why, I think that's terrible. Yeah. 80 people barging in on you like that. You know, my first husband used to do that to me all the time.
Your first husband?
Yes. Without any notice at all, he'd bring in 8 or 10 people for dinner.
I know, but this is different, you see. These people that come in here are on the bus. Were your husband's friends on a bus?
No, most of the time they were on a binge.
I see.
Well, I think I'll be running along now. Good day.
Good day, yes.
The blues. I got a right to feel low down. I got a right to hang around, down around the river. A certain man in this old town keeps dragging my poor heart around. And cry down around the river. I know that deep blue sea will soon be calling me. It must be love, say what you choose. I got a right to sing the blues. And cry down around that river. I know that deep blue sea will soon be calling me. It must be love, say what you choose. I got a right to sing the blues.
That was Betty Rhodes, our lovely Victor recording star, singing I've Got a Right to Sing the Blues. Thank you, Betty. We'll be back with Parkey in just a moment. 50 cents out of every dollar you give to Red Cross today goes to provide assistance to veterans and their families living in your community. Now, whether it be guidance in family problems, aid in filing a claim, or an emergency loan, Red Cross knows how to care for the veterans' needs. There is no other place where disabled veterans can go for this type of assistance. A death in the family, sudden illness, a delayed pension check. Any of these things can mean serious financial trouble. Red Cross always stands by to help at a time like that. Your continued support of Red Cross will help thousands of veterans, many of them in your own community, perhaps even the boy down your street. What better reason can there be to keep on giving? So won't you give now? Give gladly to the 1948 Red Cross Fund. Keep Red Cross serving all of our veterans. In addition to helping our veterans, Red Cross serves the entire nation in time of any and all emergencies. Floods, fires, earthquakes. Any disaster finds the Red Cross serving all of us. Give gladly and generously to your 1948 Red Cross Fund, and do it tonight.
Parky, this is getting to be a big joke. I think it's a shame that the 8 o'clock bus didn't stop here either.
Yeah.
And how fast he scooted by. He passed this place like it was poison.
Yeah, and how does he know? He never ate here. Fine excuse the bus company gave me when I called up asking why the 8 o'clock bus didn't stop here either. Said the brakes wasn't working and he was rushing to get to Pittsburgh before he had an accident.
Well, Parky, I hope to goodness that the midnight bus stops here.
Yeah. So far, didn't make very much money on this bus deal, did we, Betty?
No, we didn't.
Uh-oh, and don't gonna make no money now either. Here comes that faker, Orville Sharp.
My old friend, Mr. Parky Carcass. Am I correct?
Yes, Mr. Sharp, you're correct, yes.
Hey, a dozen different people have told me that your place has been selected as one of the official bus stops.
Yeah, I wish they would tell the bus drivers. Then maybe they would stop here.
Well, now, Mr. Parky Carcass, getting those buses to stop here is a wonderful thing.
It is, yes.
Yes, sir, but I see that you ain't taking full advantage of your opportunities.
I'm not taking full advantage of my opportunities?
Yes, sir. You see, after all them people get off those buses and they come into your restaurant...
Yes?
You ought to sell them something else besides food.
I should, but what else could I sell them?
Well, you can sell them all kinds of Sylvan's ears to take home.
Sylvan's ears? What in the world is Sylvan's ears?
Pimentos of the Caucasian.
Pimentos of the Caucasian?
Yes, sure. You see, that's how all them bus stops make all their money. Selling them Sylvan's ears. See? Don't you realize that?
No, I didn't realize that at all, no.
Oh, yeah, sure, there's no doubt about it.
No doubt about it. Tell me, Mr. Chapo, what kind of Sylvan's ears could I sell him?
Well, now, you ought to put in a line of them picture postcards here, you see, so that the people can buy them and they can write home to their friends and say, just ate at Parky's restaurant.
Yes.
Wish you were here instead.
Yeah.
And then you could have those picture postcards, see, with those nice California views on them, like Empire State Building. Or maybe Sarah O'Hara's Desert.
Sarah O'Hara's Desert.
Maybe an Eiffel's a Tower.
An Eiffel of Towers?
Would you put in the Statue of Liberty? Pete's Pike? Maybe Niagara Gagra Falls.
Niagara Gagra Falls? Those are California views. Look, Mr. Sharp, you're probably thinking of Niagara Falls. And for your information, Niagara Falls is not in California.
No?
It's in Texas.
Texas, eh? You know, that's funny. I always thought that Niagara Falls was in the United States.
No.
Now, I'll tell you what else you can sell to them bus passengers, yeah. See? Now, why don't you put in a line of my famous rejuvenating medicines?
Rejuvenate medicine?
Yeah, it is. Just one bottle of this stuff, and it makes an old man feel like a baby. Oh, brother, every one of them passengers is going to want to buy a bottle of it.
Yeah. Tell me, Mr. Sharp, since when have you been making medicine?
Oh, no. I don't make this medicine.
No?
It comes to me direct by pipeline from the Mountain of Youth.
The Mountain of Youth?
Yeah.
What is that?
What's that? Do you mean to say that you never heard of the Mountain of Youth?
No, I didn't.
Well, that was discovered many years ago by a Spaniard by the name of Pants on a Lion.
Pants on the Lion? Say, look, you mean this medicine really makes an old man for to be a young fellow?
I reckon. Well, just yesterday I sold a bottle of this stuff to a man who was over 100 years old. This guy is what we call an octotangerine, see?
An octotangerine?
Yes, that's what he was.
No. A man 100 years old is not an octotangerine. He's what you call a centipede, you see?
Well, anyway, you see, they wheeled this 100-year-old geezer into my office, see, and they want me to make him young again.
Yes.
And I gave him just one swig of my famous magic rejuvenating medicine, then I couldn't finish the job.
Like you couldn't, why not?
Halfway through the treatment, he jumps out of the wheelchair, he runs out in the street, kicks a football, breaks a window, they arrest him for juvenile delinquency.
Say, look, Mr. Sharp, I don't think I'm going to sell the people no rejuvenating medicine.
Well, all right, that's all right. Now, why don't you put in my famous line of Indian blankets,
Indian blankets?
Yeah.
Nah, that's no good.
Why not?
Well, nowadays, if people want to keep warm, they use electric blankets.
No. If they want to keep warm, there is nothing warmer than my Indian blanket.
There ain't.
No. See, with every blanket you sell, you give them a live Indian.
How does that keep them warm?
It's very simple. Just as soon as it gets chilly, the Indian crawls under the bed, he builds a fire, and he sends up smoke signals.
Oh, look, Mr. Sharp, I don't think... Oh, pardon me. Look, I hear the midnight bus is coming. Would you please excuse me? Betty, the midnight bus is coming.
Oh, gee, I hope they stop, Parker.
Oh, they'll have to stop, Betty. Don't you worry. I'm going to stand in front of it. If they don't stop, they'll have to run me over. Look, Betty, they pulled up and they stopped. I knew what they would have to stop. Tell everybody to get ready. Take care of all the people coming in. Look, they're starting to come in now.
Hello,
mister. You one of the passengers on the bus?
One of the passengers is right. I'm the only passenger.
Yeah. You're the only one on the bus?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I stayed up until midnight waiting for 80 people. Turned out there was only one man on the bus. Might as well take care of you. Would you like to eat something?
Would I? I'm starved.
Well, that's good. What could I get you?
Do you charge for mustard here?
Mustard? No, we don't.
Well, then would you please put a little mustard on a plate? You see, my wife made up these sandwiches for me this morning. Forgot to put on any mustard.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Remember, next Sunday, same time, same station, be sure to listen to the further adventures of Parky Carcass. Meet Me at Parky's is written by Parky Carcass and Howard Harris. This is Art Gilmore saying goodnight. This program came from Hollywood. Stay tuned now for more laughs. The Jim Backus Comedy Show follows in just a moment. Mutual Broadcasting System.